What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news to help you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are you, sir?
Doing stupendous. How are you doing, sir?
Amazing.
We have two more positive news stories for this Wednesday. Hopefully everyone is doing amazing as well, and these positive news stories help you believe in the world a little bit more. Tim, what do you have?
My first story is awesome. So I'm a big Halloween guy. We recently just passed up Halloween, and there was all kind of activities going on and all kind of traditions that are happening in small towns, big cities, wherever you go, right? In this town, Police Chief Ross McLaughlin walked to his police station and noticed, oh, we've been TP'd. There's toilet paper everywhere. See, the teens in this town, they are regularly will TP other people's houses, just like we did back in our day. I don't know if you ever did, but I definitely TP'd some cars and houses in my day. So they did this, and the police officers, when they saw it, they said, oh, they did too much this year. We have to get them back. So instead of, and they knew who the teenagers were, that's how funny this was, instead of going to get them in trouble, having their parents pay a ticket, things of that nature, the police chief said, we're going to get them back. So they decided every teen that was involved, they TP'd their house. The police officers did the very same night. That being said, they had to clean up not only the police station, they had to clean up their house as well. And the police officer actually said, Police Chief McLaughlin said, look, as long as they're out here doing things like this, they're not out here getting in trouble and doing something else. I haven't seen any drugs or alcohol on any of the properties that were TP'd. Honestly, I prefer them spending all their money on toilet paper doing things like this. I thought this was a 10 out of 10 story because it could have went the other way around. Tickets again, people getting in trouble. Kids are like, I can't do anything anymore. This is so bad. But instead, they made some light out of it. Police officers TP'd back. They actually said, you know what? We were born in the 80s and 90s. We perfected this craft years ago. We'll be damned if we let these kids do this to us. And I love that attitude. I'm with that 100%. I hope this is a tradition that continues to go. Shout out to these police officers for changing the rhetoric.
So the reason Tim liked this story is because we used to be the people outside playing basketball, soccer, really late at night. There was a couple of times we got harassed by the police. There were other times they're like, just be quiet. We're glad you're doing this and not other things.
Indeed.
That's Tim relates to this positive news story.
All too. We used to play till the sun came up. It's all the sun's up. We have to go home. That's how long we were playing basketball, man. Crazy times.
Oh. Like the police in the story said, we could have been doing other things.
Facts.
My positive news story is science is cool with the positive truth. Comes from the Pancreatic Cancer UK Center in partnership with the Imperial College of London. I have independent.co.uk for the source of the story. Have you ever heard of VOCs, volatile organic compounds?
I haven't.
So what they're doing is they've made a breath test for VOCs, and what it can do is show up even the early stages of pancreatic cancer. The upcoming trial involves about 6,000 patients and 40 sites in England. If successful, the test could be rolled out everywhere within 5 years, potentially allowing a much earlier diagnosis when treatment may be more effective. Current diagnosis with pancreatic cancer is usually stage 4 because it's hard to see that you have it, back pain, indigestion. These are normal symptoms. And when it's found, the disease is usually like advanced. Now that it's just a breath test, it could shift the whole paradigm. More patients detected earlier, higher survival rates, and if this works, could use it for other cancers or diseases in the future.
That's wild. Science is really cool with the positive truth. I know that's a lot that's going in, but to catch it earlier is definitely going to help people survive and a whole just pyramid of good things that could happen with this, man. That's amazing. That's actually like a huge surprise in the medical world, I feel.
Oh, yeah. You have your little hero stories. I have my volunteer groups and science stories.
Not against it. I'm not against it.
Before we get out of here, we like to pause and do audio meditation. It's where me and Tim talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. We encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well, guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
I'm grateful for good friends. Let's just say that. We actually are some good friends, JP. If anybody calls us to help them with something, we're usually showing up if we can make it. Recently, we were called to go help some friends move. And we faked it till we made it, didn't we?
You faked it till you made it. And then I put you in a bad position. Just tell the truth.
So that's where the faking comes in. They were like, hey, we have these vehicles. We have all this stuff. Let's put everything in there. And JP was like, oh, I can handle this. I'm the professional. So I'm following JP's lead. All of a sudden, we had a mattress. Hey, we have to tie this mattress down to this truck. JP immediately turns to me. Tim ties better knots than me and walks away. So the funny story is Tim does not tie better knots than JP. JP doesn't tie better knots than Tim. We can't do this together. So I decided, you know what? I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to try to fake it till I make it. We got everything in all the vehicles. The mattress was tied down.
I got everything in the vehicles while you were trying to tie down the mattresses. I'm the one that lifted all the stuff up. Let's just tell the truth there.
Truth on that one. Truth on that one. So I finally get the mattress tied down. We head out. We're maybe a mile away from the house. Mattress flies up from the truck. Like, we're talking about full-fledged, straight up flying up. We had to pull over, tie it back down. And for some odd reason, the person driving the truck decided to get on the highway with this mattress. And once again, it flew up. I thought the truck was going to flip over or something. It was a terrible time. She gets off the highway. We finally make it to the apartment. We unload everything. And of course, we're exhausted because it's on the second floor. JP stops and gets Gatorade. I'm carrying boxes and things that weighed heavier than I. But you know what? We did it. We're invited to the crawfish boil. Everybody said thank you. JP and I were the only ones to show up. It was great. It was great.
See, that my thing was, I knew I couldn't tie the knot. So I was like, I'll lift all the boxes so Tim could just focus on this.
How bad it could have been. Like, that mattress was not tied down properly at all.
In the words of Hassan's mom, and really Hassan, was getting held down by God's toenails. That's how close it was to flipping.
Folks, by JP. That was hilarious.
I am grateful for the only thing good was colder weather. Is I have like more variety in what I can wear. So I'm grateful for pants because I've been wearing pants this week and everyone's made a comment like, oh, wow, you're really dressed up. And I'm like, because I'm in jeans. Yeah, man, never seen you in jeans. You're always in like gym shorts or sweats. So I've been living the dream for the past few years where it's like, everyone wants to just show up in gym shorts or sweats every day to work. And now I should probably be more of an adult. I should be more like you. You always dress up. You were even dressing up in the summer.
Sometimes, yeah, I try. I'm trying to be an adult. But I did get some text messages about you this week. They were like, hey, JP just left the store and he's got a new fit on. And when I saw you, I was cracking up.
I literally just had on jeans.
Jeans and a t-shirt. I was oh man, they never seen him in jeans. And some of these people have been working for us for 4 years, man. So they've never seen you in jeans.
That's what I'm saying. I need to be an adult. So
shout out to growing up, man, in your 40s.
Yeah, so shout out to pants. Apparently it does wonders. Who knew? Tim, do you have a quote before we get out of here?
Light tomorrow with today, JP. Quotes by Tim.
That's really your quote?
Yes. 10 out of 10.
We appreciate everyone for listening. Share, subscribe, rate, and review. We are on way more podcast platforms now. So yeah, you can find us anywhere for real this time. If you send us a 5-star review, if you send us a positive news story and leave us a 5-star review, we'll send you a t-shirt.
For free 99.
We appreciate everyone for listening. We're out.
Stay positive.